This does appear to be the post-game reaction crew, doesn't it? Just the four of us.
Yeah, that's been our tradition.
Pretty much. I remember whenever we lose, it's usually just me and Jason.
No, I'm on.
Hello, Hoodat Nation, and welcome to the 2-point conversion, the instant reaction show for the Dome Patrol United. The Saints overcome some first half nerves to beat the Bears 21-9 in a tale of two halves to set up Breeze versus Brady the third. Joining me tonight to discuss this is Scott. Scott, have you got a number tonight as it's the playoffs?
I actually don't. Well, I had a number earlier today, but I don't anymore. I had to be a little sober for the game because I don't know. I just felt I needed that. But I'm doing great other than that. Very excited to get the win. And looking forward to Tampa next week.
Also joining us, Jason. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a one. I had a few drinks during the day, but didn't really go overboard. And I had stopped drinking in the fourth quarter. But I do have a glass of wine right now to celebrate. So nice, tidy one. Probably about right.
And from the UK with me, James, good morning. What's your number?
I'm going to go with a four.
I'm going to join you on that as well, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a four. It's playoffs. Had a couple of beers, and then when we scored the third touchdown, I went and got the Jack Daniels out. So got the playoff Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And just finished one of those. So yeah, solid four. Very happy to have got through a playoff game. Bring on next week.
And joining us from Taking the Over, Billy Gunn. Mr. Gunn, welcome to the show. What's your number?
What's up, brother? I do not have a number. This is the first playoff game I've watched without alcohol in my entire adult life. But I did. It's cold weather, so we ate a couple bowls of real gumbo. We smoked a couple bowls of metaphorical gumbo. So whatever number that gives me, that gives me. But I'm here.
You got a few decimals.
Yeah, I got some decimal points. 0.420.
Well, before we start, I just want to say, God, Saints Twitter almost exploded when the possibility of 28-3 was on the cards. That would have been nice.
It would have, but as much as people want to harp on, yeah, it was great. It was great to think about. It's at the end of it got to the point at the end of the day, especially with the way the first half kind of unfolded. And Saints Twitter tends to panic during playoffs. And look, I get it. We've had playoff disappointments over the years. I understand being a Saints fan, even when you know you're the best team, it's just so damn nerve wracking. It's yeah. Brutal. And you know, 7-3 first half, you're like, okay, what the fuck?
It's getting over the hump, I think. You know, we've lost two playoff games in a row now, so I think we needed to break that any means necessary today. And we looked at the Bears and thought, oh, this should be so one-sided. And yeah, it was one-sided. The scoreline may have not reflected how one-sided the game was, but I think it's just a hump that needed to get over.
I mean, this dude, what the Saints defense did today, I mean, throw out the garbage time, 99-yard drive or whatever. You know, up to that point, they held the Bears to 140 yards total offense. Just dominated.
And 3 points. And the Oilers really got those 3 points because of that Taysom Hill fumble or interception, whatever it was. You know, hadn't been for that, they probably, you know, possibly could have had a shutout except for the last, you know, drive, like you said. Yeah, but to hold them like that is just incredible. Drew was 28-39 for 265 and 2 touchdowns. Kamara had 99 yards rushing on 23 carries. Almost hit that 100-yard mark. And then Harris, man, what a game. What a comeback.
I think he was the MVP today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I put a tweet out. He is our Tyreek Hill, but without the domestic violence, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Still time. There's still time.
He's still so small there.
Just wait till he gets paid.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
Gets a little pep in his step.
Right.
Talking of receivers, this is really a game where Breeze really spread it out. 11 different receivers today. What was nice to see. He wasn't leaning too much on Thomas, but Michael Thomas looked like he was back to his old self. I think it was 99 yards, was it, for a 90-something yards for a touchdown? Or did he get over the 100 in the end? I think last time
Michael Thomas,
like,
he had 5 for 73.
Oh, it was 78. I'm way off.
Yeah, well, you're thinking that Kamara was at 99.
That's what I'm thinking.
99 rushing yards, yeah.
But it was great to get Thomas involved early and to get that first touchdown of the game, I thought was big. Because, dude, the Bears' defense played tough today. They really did.
Yeah. Well, it's all Saints rejects there.
The Bears have a lot of our sloppy seconds. I'll tell you something that's going to be a little harder to find on the stat line is that we drew them off sides 3 times.
Yeah.
And the fourth time was actually on a punt, and they called it on us. They cut it on Anzalone, who I like to call referred to as Analzone, instead of on them. And that would have been the fourth time.
The Nickelodeon version is his slime zone.
Yeah. That Nickelodeon broadcast was excellent. Excellent. Outstanding. I think every game should be broadcast like that.
Nick, 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 Nick.
Nickelodeon.
Nick, 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 Nick.
Nickelodeon.
I think, imagine your number, it would probably be quite good.
It was fantastic. It definitely brought back flashbacks, but I enjoyed it. At some point, I did switch back over to CBS just because they kind of had to explain everything because they have a kid audience. So every time they had to explain every single little thing, like they pop up young Sheldon, I'm like, all right, dude, get out of here. But it was fun. Like just the – I was like, oh, the colors.
That didn't help Jeff out, like when they explained all the rules and stuff?
That was the perfect broadcast for Jeff.
Yeah,
that was.
Jeff, the talking audience there for that.
I figured Jeff would have been a bit on
that. And then he forgot all of it as soon as it was over. He forgot it.
Yeah. Like I said in the intro, it's really a tale of two halves, this game, wasn't it? How we came out and absolutely controlled the clock in the second half. I think Peyton was pissed at halftime that it was 7-3. And it felt like, you know, on social media and stuff, it felt like we were losing that game when we went into the half because just how poorly they played in the first half.
At the half, look, I mean, the scoreline was what it was, but the defense was dominating, and it was clear that we were having some success moving the ball. They were having none. The only 3 points, like Scott pointed out, came off that turnover deep in our territory prior to that nonsense last drive. This was an incredibly significant and powerful win by the Saints. You know, I hope that we got out healthy. I hope Murray's not too dinged up. I hope that Hill's not too dinged up. You know,
P-Rob, too.
P-Rob went out as well, yeah.
Look, every team in the playoffs so far has scored points. Every team has scored points so far. We shut the Bears down completely. Now, the Bears, in the last 5 games of the season, were averaging 32 points a game. And we shut them out.
Yeah, but I think you've got to look at who the Bears are playing in those couple of games. They were playing Detroit and Jacksonville and stuff.
They had something going towards the end of the season. And we just shut them out completely.
I mean, just to show how dominant, I mean, they were 1 for 10 on third downs. And that last, that one they got was that last drive in the fourth quarter when it was garbage time. You know, we got 5 first downs from penalties. They didn't get any. So the defense did a good job of not getting, you know, pass interference calls and things like that. And this ref crew, you know, they've thrown the most penalties in the league. So, you know, to come out of that game with relatively few penalties is pretty impressive. We had 4 for 20. The Bears had 9 for 50 as far as penalties go.
It was hilarious watching the Bears fans on Twitter bitch about the penalties. Oh, yeah, Saints getting all the penalties. Like, they haven't watched us for the last 3 years getting dicked over and dicked over and dicked over.
Yeah, exactly. So, fuck them. Honestly, fuck them. Don't care. Let's just talk about some concerning points going forward into future games. I want to start with Will Lutz. Four out of the last 11 he's converted?
Nine.
Four out of nine.
Four out of the last. Okay, doesn't make doesn't make it even better.
I don't know what's going on with him. I have nothing. I don't know.
It's just the confidence thing. That's what happens with kickers. They get in these funks, and it's in their head. I mean, the kick he missed, like, once right off his foot, you're like, nope, that's pushed. Like, it wasn't even close. Yep. But then on, he drills the extra points. So it's in his head. It's 100% in his head.
Yeah. On my TV, they had a huge SpongeBob between the goalposts. So I don't know if they had that in the dome or not, but that was distracting.
I think they did.
If they did, I can understand. And so I'm gonna give Lutz the benefit of the doubt, and I'm gonna say that we don't have a problem because that SpongeBob was entirely too distracting for him to be expected to make that 50-yard field goal.
Oh god, imagine that.
The playoffs are hard enough. Why do you need to add even more difficulty for these kids?
Yeah, that was a new rule. Usually they vet those things at the owners' meeting before they,
That was part of the deal to bring Nickelodeon on. They've got to put SpongeBob between the uprights.
Another am I being harsh on him here? I don't know, but Davenport again is just not getting high.
Yeah, you're being harsh.
Oh, okay.
We had one sack in the entire game.
I know.
And
but
so Ben,
they run a lot of this they run season, a lot of
this season in general. I have been.
Let's not.
He cost more draft
Ben,
picks
Ben,
than
Ben,
he has sacks.
Now's not the time.
It's just something that I just put down in notes that was frustrating me. He needs to convert those pressures into actually sacks.
So does Jordan. So does Onyema.
Yes.
So does Sheldon Rankins.
I just really hope Trey Hendrickson's back. I never thought I'd ever say that. But we need to.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get him back.
Yeah.
And Trubisky, I mean, you weren't really going to get a lot of sacks. They do a lot of bootlegs and stuff like that. And you're not going to get sacks when they're bootlegging like that. Now,
yeah, I suppose you want to
bootleg very well.
Yeah, you don't want to let him get outside the pocket.
Yeah, you did see that tonight. Like, I know they even brought up one of the plays where Anzalone was with. Was with Robinson, on the bootleg. Yeah. So clearly the team focused on the bootlegs because that has been something that's killed them in the Eagles game. So it's something they definitely worked on this week. But at least going into next week, Brady is going to be a statue in the pocket. He lost his starting guard to a broken ankle. So,
Hendrickson.
Hopefully getting Henderson back. But that's the kind of game where, that's how you beat Tampa. And we saw it when we beat him. Was it week 10, not week 9
Both
or 10,
times.
Whatever it was, but you
would
like to
see...
How
about Dede Deuce being 2-for-2 on getting bears kicked out of the game?
I mean,
game.
Dude.
He's collecting bear skins. He's collecting bear skins.
I mean...
I just want him mic'd for one game.
The funny thing is in the week, the receiver that got ejected was asked about CD Juice and his trash talking, and his response was, "Who's that?"
Yeah,
and he's the one that ends up.
And he ended up dropping a wide open touchdown. I mean, that was a big play in the game, and the final score didn't say that, but at the time, it was a massive, massive drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Wims drop was massive, for sure. But I don't know. CD Deuce is living rent free in the Bears' heads and the wide receivers for sure. I mean,
I saw on Twitter someone said that CD Juice has got more bear skins than Sarah Palin has. But that cracked me up.
Speaking of Bears players, Akeem Hicks.
He's salty about leaving the Saints.
He was chatting all game, so I'm going to take to Twitter after we finish recording this and leave him a very nice goodbye message. But they were really chippy though, weren't they, the Bears?
Even Manti Te'o was as well, and Mario Edwards.
Which that's rare for Te'o. Te'o's a very passive man.
And it's crazy that you see that when people lead the Saints, they're so pissed when they play the Saints.
Mm. I think Mims will never want to play the Saints ever again.
Or Wims.
Wims, that's the one. Sorry, maybe Sims, I'm a five. Mims,
Crims.
Dims.
There was that one Manti Te'o tweet that says it's a good thing the game's on Nickelodeon because they can say, "Look, kids, even he has imaginary friends just like you."
Oh, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. Oh, yeah. great second half, like I said. Deontay Harris, I know we spoke briefly, but fantastic. I just, yeah, I didn't expect that coming from him.
Oh, and they clearly got him involved in the offense, you know?
Yeah, they had to have seen something.
His speed is outstanding. Yeah.
And they were missing
Roquan Smith. I mean, his speed was a killer.
And that's the thing. Like speed like that. I mean, it's game changing speed.
I was kind of surprised to see Callaway in the game. I mean, I guess when you have Harris, Thomas, and Sanders, it's hard to get him in. But I mean, you saw a little Jordan in, but you didn't see Callaway.
Well, I saw Callaway in on a few plays. He just didn't get targeted. I mean, little Jordan catches, only had the one play, but man, that was a huge third down catch.
He also drew a flag on a crucial play too.
Yeah, he did.
Big Lil Jordan fan.
It was nice considering how stressful the first half was. Once the fourth quarter hit, and then we had the back to back just crusher time consuming drives. I mean that was it. Eventually, just wearing down the Bears defense. Then we had to do
that one in the fourth quarter. One in the fourth quarter for like 8 or 9 minutes was just, I mean, amazing, and just crushed them.
It's a game killer.
It started in the third and it finished in the fourth.
Did anyone else think we'd ever see Drew Brees try and do a leap of faith again? I never thought we'd ever see it again.
I would say not in a game that didn't matter, but that goes to show you, like, this was the pettiness of trying to get it to 28-3, I think. I mean, clearly they knew. But a guy with ribs like that, unless it's the fucking Super Bowl, I don't need him to do that again. Or maybe NFC Championship or something like that.
And Scott, how do you feel about Taysom Hill getting more involved in the passing game?
Not good. No. Just he had a guy open, had Harris open. He just needed to throw the ball sooner. I mean, you gotta let the ball. And when he went to throw the ball, like they showed an angle from behind the pocket, so you could see Harris down the field, and you could see where he was about to throw the ball. Harris was so far down the field, there's no way in fucking hell that ball would have reached him.
I mean,
I don't care how strong his arm is. He was so far down the field, he would have had to throw it basically to the end zone from where he was.
I think what happened, Scott, is if it's anything like the game that I was watching, he saw that big SpongeBob in the goalpost in the opposing end zone. It was very distracting, and he held onto the ball for a good 2 to 3 extra seconds.
I think you were the only one that saw the SpongeBob on that particular
one. I don't know.
On Nickelodeon, doing other playoff games. Are they doing another playoff game, or is this it?
No, I hope so.
I think this is it. Oh my God, what's going on?
What's going on there?
The Browns just scored a touchdown.
Just scored a touchdown. They hiked the ball right over Roethlisberger's head.
And the
Browns covered it up.
We have a game on for another 10 minutes.
Oh.
I mean,
that was the first,
right
was the first
over
play of the
head.
Game.
Oh, yeah, they're the game. They're doing the same celebration. What a surprise.
Oh, well.
That killed one of my prop bets. Damn, already.
So don't tune into taking over because
no, we got an extra spot. We got Scott this week. We got a bunch of fun happening.
Oh yeah,
he's cleared Roethlisberger by about 4 foot.
Wow,
and Roethlisberger is tall.
Tall. It's not like he's doing it to Drew Brees. Oh, just falling the ball, James Connor. Jesus.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Shocking.
Back to the Saints.
But hey, back to the Saints next week. Tampa Bay.
We've beaten them twice this year. One of them was an absolute whopping.
The last one
was an absolute humping. You know, we dry humped them.
That makes me more nervous.
We've got the D line. Well, we all thought this when we played the Panthers a couple of years ago. We've got the D line that can get pressure on Brady, keep him in the pocket. You know, Lattimore as well have Evans in his pocket.
Right, Evans is going to get one catch for 6 yards next week.
This might be being very brave, but I'm not really concerned about next week.
We match up really well with him.
We really smart to beat a team three times. That's the only
The last eight times that happens, the team that won the first two has won 6 out of 8 in the playoffs. So that's just a narrative that people like to push, but it's not as hard as you think. So I do think we match up well with them, and with, you know, their starting guard having a broken ankle, that's going to hurt them. Devin White will probably be back.
Yeah.
But he played,
the only thing I'm
first,
worried about, he played in the first two games.
The only thing I'm worried about is the ref's fuckery to try and get Brady.
Yeah.
What? But also, I'm looking forward to the next episode of Keeping Up with Gardner Johnson with Antonio Brown.
That's going to be something. One thing I really think Tom Brady is on some illegal substances, because at 43 years old, he's looking as good as he ever has. That just, the human body just doesn't do that. Like look at Breeze, you know. Yeah. He, something Brady it's is like, doing Brady is doing something shady, and the NFL's letting it happen.
Kind of like Roger Clemens, like when he was, you know, in his 40s and getting all these strikeouts and no hitters and shit.
All
and
these dudes, like, Barry Bonds, right? Yeah. Barry Bonds is better at 40 than he was at 30.
Maybe sports science is coming along. You look at other sports, you've got like Cristiano Ronaldo in soccer, you've got Roger Federer in tennis. You know, you've got these players going on longer than their careers.
Right, but football is such a brutal sport. It doesn't happen.
Look, with Brady, it's illegal drugs. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah. Okay. He's a drug user. HGH. Yep.
That's why he's gone down to Florida.
That's why he's got deflated balls.
Wouldn't you if you had Giselle as a wife?
She's all right.
I'll take it your wife listens to the show. That's a good answer. Well done.
No, I'll take her anyway. Fuck Giselle.
I like the right. Like fuck Giselle.
And Scott's wife doesn't listen to this show, if you can tell.
Listen, if my wife listened to the show, she would agree with me and she'd want to fuck Giselle too.
Oh God! Has anyone got any final thoughts to?
I'll go first and get it out of the way. Just great to get a playoff win, and you know, it was good. Look, I think one thing is we brought a lot of the guys back today. You know, their first game in a few weeks, so maybe they could have been, you know, maybe it was a little bit of knocking off a little bit of the rust. So I like that aspect going forward. And at the end of the day, we won by double digits. It was relaxing. It was stressful, but relaxing. And hey, any playoff win is a good playoff win. Let's enjoy it and enjoy this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of echo what Jason said. Just great game. Glad we got the win. Who dat? Ready for Tampa next week. And I'm about to go outside and play in the snow, apparently. So,
lucky bastards.
My final thought is this week on taking the over, I have a three-way teaser that just needs Alabama to win by three on Monday in the college national championship game. When that bet hits, it's going to furnish a $300 budget for us to purchase a cameo for taking the over. And this week I'm going to have Scott on, and Scott and I are going to go through the obvious selections and vet all of the potential cameo performances based on that $300 budget.
I was gonna say, I don't cost $300, you know. I'll do $250.
You'd be free. Yeah. You'd be free.
You would be paying us.
Oh God. James, final thoughts?
I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Do that.
At least, James, you can go to bed. You know, your heart's not racing this time. It's nice to have a late game that finishes where your heart's not racing.
Yeah. Well, bed. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, your medical condition, you don't know.
Who knows?
Right. So that's all the show we've got for you right now. I want to thank our loyal listeners for listening every week to the Dome Patrol United. You can follow us on Facebook at Dome Patrol UK and Dome Patrol US. Check out other shows, Dome Patrol Premier League. A new episode dropped this week. Dome Patrol LSU potentially in the future. Scott, is that going to go back up again?
Yeah,
next year maybe. Some exciting news.
Some ideas. Might start with baseball season and go from there.
Yeah, some exciting news with some hires for LSU for going on next year.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And obviously, taking the over with Billy Gunn. Look forward to that show every week.
It's good.
Browns have just picked Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Right, I'm going to finish up there. Who dat, boys? Yeah. Amazing, amazing win. We finally got a playoff win back. Let's roll. Fuck Tom Brady.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Bye-bye, the Bears.
Jared Cook, MVP.
Ben, Jared you Cook, completely MVP. Ruined that end.
My phone's just died. My phone's died. My script's just gone.
He got so distracted by the Browns pick.
I did.
Yes.
That is the worst close to a podcast.
Even worse than the ones I do. That's your dog bite.